This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on emergency room visits caused by extreme heat, mammogram use, and health-related social needs, and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, extreme heat caused more emergency department visits in several U.S. regions in 2023 than ever before. Second, health-related social needs, such as social isolation, dissatisfaction with life, and barriers to healthcare access, were associated with decreased mammogram use. Third, nursing home residents continue to get COVID-19 infection and be hospitalized during the most recent respiratory virus season. Fewer than half of nursing home residents were up to date with COVID-19 vaccination by February 2024. Finally, original COVID-19 vaccines protected children against hospitalizations, but the protection decreased over time. Welcome, I'm Charlotte Kent, Editor-in-Chief of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for the week of April 15th. The 2023 warm season months of May through September were the hottest ever recorded in the United States. Extremely hot weather is becoming more common and more intense. CDC has launched the Heat Health Tracker, which shows when illnesses caused by heat increase visits to emergency departments or EDs. In the first report, CDC examined ED visits caused by heat in 2023 compared with those during 2018 through 2022. ED visits for such things as heat exhaustion or heat stroke substantially increased in several U.S. regions in 2023 compared with previous years. ED visits in these regions remained high for a longer period of time. Certain groups of people were at increased risk, particularly men and adults 18 to 64. The 2023 record-breaking heat had a substantial public health impact. This trend might increase in the coming years because of climate change. Health departments can create heat action plans, monitor weather conditions, issue heat advisories, and help communities implement cooling stations. People can protect themselves from heat by drinking water, wearing lightweight, loose-fitting clothing, staying in air conditioning if possible, using fans if indoor temperatures are lower than 90 degrees, and checking on loved ones and pets. Approximately 40,000 women die from breast cancer each year in the U.S. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends women 50 to 74 get mammograms every 2 years to detect breast cancer early and reduce death from breast cancer. Conditions where people are born, live, learn, work, play, worship, and age affect a wide range of health outcomes. These are known as social determinants of health. In addition, individual-level, adverse social conditions can negatively affect a person's health if they lack transportation, food, or housing. These are known as health-related social needs. In the second report, researchers looked at the association between mammogram use and social determinants of health and health-related social needs. In a CDC survey, women were less likely to report having a mammogram within the previous 2 years if they felt dissatisfied with life, felt socially isolated, experienced lost or reduced hours of employment, received food stamps, lacked reliable transportation, or reported cost as a barrier to care. Mammogram use appeared to be lower among women with three or more needs compared to those with no social needs. Healthcare facilities, providers, and public health programs can help increase mammogram use and ultimately decrease breast cancer deaths by identifying specific needs that women experience and coordinating activities and services that help address them. Nursing home residents are at increased risk for severe COVID-19 compared with community-dwelling older adults. In the third report, CDC analyzed data from U.S. nursing homes to better understand the frequency of COVID-19 infection, COVID-19 associated hospitalization, and COVID-19 vaccination coverage among residents from October 2023 through February 2024. Up to 26% of nursing homes reported at least one case of COVID-19 infection during each week of the study. Weekly COVID-19 associated hospitalization peaked at one hospitalization per 1,400 residents, several times higher than the rate of COVID-19 hospitalization among the general U.S. population. Only 41% of residents were up to date with COVID-19 vaccines by the end of the study period. Nursing home residents continue to get COVID-19 and be hospitalized. Nursing homes should encourage their residents and staff to stay up to date with recommended doses of COVID-19 vaccine. They also should continue using infection prevention and control practices to protect residents. Pediatric COVID-19 vaccination was shown to be effective against hospitalizations before the emergence of the Omicron variant. However, the duration of protection among children provided by the original monovalent vaccines during Omicron predominance was not known. In the last report, CDC evaluated whether receipt of at least two doses of the original COVID-19 vaccines was effective against COVID-19 hospitalizations when the Omicron variant was circulating. Among children 5 to 18, getting at least two doses of the original COVID-19 vaccine was found to be 52% effective against COVID-19 hospitalization and 57% effective against critical illness when the last dose was received within 4 months. Because the study showed that protection decreased over time, CDC continues to recommend that all children and adolescents remain up to date with COVID-19 vaccination to protect against severe COVID-19. That's all for this briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR at cdc.gov/MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.